Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is David Menard, CEO, President, and CFO of Morrow Corporation. The company trades over the counter, and the ticker symbol is MRCR. And Morrow Corporation is an industrial holding company. Thanks for joining us today there, David.
You're welcome.
Great. Now, let's get right into it. What were the value drivers behind your company's quarterly results, which saw an increase of 19% of net income?
The main value drivers were lower costs. We've had an intense cost-cutting in all of our businesses, and we had some surprisingly good pricing, particularly of our steel products.
And so, yeah, walk us through some of your main products, where we may be able to find them, and talk about your two main segments of business.
Morrow Corporation is involved in two principal business segments. Segment number one is construction materials, and that consists primarily of concrete reinforcing steel, also known as rebar, sold to concrete contractors for building bridges, roads, and buildings. This is pure infrastructure kind of work, and we service markets from Boston down through eastern Pennsylvania. And we are the smallest of the two major companies in this particular field, and we have a long history since of 29 years in this business. It's a successful business. Right now, with the general economy being in the doldrums, it's amazing that we did as well as we did. We're in a very competitive environment, and this is a very, very tough year, but through cost controls and somewhat better pricing, we did pretty good. The other half of our business comes under the category of mechanical contracting, and that consists of fabrication of HVAC products, primarily ductwork, and also services, contracting services consisting of plumbing, piping, and heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. And we have one facility in Pennsylvania. We have two facilities in New York State. And New York State and Pennsylvania and New Jersey are the primary markets for that. Some of the interesting buzzwords that relate to our company is infrastructure. And about 80-plus percent of our products or services are infrastructure, highways, bridges, buildings, schools, and hospitals. The other buzzwords that are very much in vogue this time of the century, are air quality, green, clean, and energy controls.
You definitely pushed the hot button there.
But we do all of these things, and so I think over the next 10, 20 years, our business is going to thrive and do very well. We're essentially either a distribution business or we are a contracting business. And these are products and services that will not go away. There's no competition from India or China or from California. Distribution and installation will always be with us.
So, yeah, you talked about some of the these buzzwords, and I guess, you can call them trends. How well positioned is the company to capitalize on some of the
Each of the markets where we are, we have a significant market share. In the highway infrastructure products, we're very well structured. For example, last year, our J.M. Ali company in New Jersey did the largest bridge and highway project that was awarded last year. In Pennsylvania, we did three major casinos last year. We did more casino work than any other company. Right now, we expect in the next couple of years to do a lot of prison work. We do a lot of our HVAC for the commercial business in Pennsylvania. Does schools and hospitals and a lot of pharmaceutical companies. And in our geographic area, we're one of the top two or three companies that a customer can go to. So I think we're very, very well positioned. What we have is niche companies in niche geographic markets, and so we have a relatively high market share.
Great. So, yeah, you mentioned it's a niche market, so I guess your competitors, that decreases your number of competitors. So talk about some of your competitors as far as what differentiates Morrow Corp from other players in your sector.
In all of our companies, we have a lot of relationship building where we get to know our customers, we entertain them, we play golf, we go fishing, and we try to be in what's called a last look basis. And that means that if one of our customers has got a bid from another company, we may get a call and be told what the price is we'd have to beat, and we can make a decision whether we want to meet that price or not. And in the contracting construction industry, that's the best relationship to be, where your customers know you're good, they have a high level of confidence in your work. So that's the style of our company. Our style is very frugal. We're very non-bureaucratic. We can move on a dime. For example, when the World Trade Center fell and it scooped up most of the remains, the walls started buckling in. And there was the contractor that had the job of shoring up the walls made two telephone calls to our firm and another firm to see who could be there first. And we had a truck down in the hole within 45 minutes unloading steel to shore up the walls. And that's an example of a company that can move on a dime. And we essentially, all of our businesses are open on a 24/7 basis.
Well, great. And so as mentioned at the top, you are a holding company. So talk about a little bit about some of your operating units and what are the synergies or the criteria. I know you have a very, as maybe you would describe it, an odd criteria for companies that you're looking to acquire.
Well, acquisitions are an important part of our growth pattern. Last year we did $76 million. We hope to get up to $125 million in the next 4 or 5 years. And then I would say 10 years from now, I would imagine we would be in the 200 plus million range. We look at a tremendous number of acquisitions. We're very choosy. We look for cultures that we feel comfortable with. We run all of our businesses on an autonomous basis. We don't have very much synergy. We have some odd criteria, like we don't like curves in front of a building because that keeps the real estate component cost down. We like clean bathrooms, and you learn a lot in bathrooms, and that is about a company, and that's something that they don't teach in MBA school. We are a very frugal company. There's a couple of interesting statistics on our company, and Berkshire Hathaway, which is a very revered company, on the first page of Warren Buffett's annual report, he always shows and he measures the company's performance of the year-to-year increase in equity per share. He's done that, goes all the way back every year to 1964. And we compare Little Morrow with Berkshire Hathaway through December of 2008. And in the last 8 years, we beat Berkshire Hathaway's year-to-year performance in 7 out of 8 times. We also compared it with our performance with the year-to-year change in the Standard & Poor's 500, and we also found out that we beat that number 7 out of 8 years. Now, this is sort of comparing the ant to the elephant, but this is a criteria, and although it's much more difficult for those companies to move the needle on that comparison, our little company looks pretty neat. Another thing that I would like to mention is our book value, because we measure our year-to-year increase in book value. We started the company in the year 2000. I had purchased a public company out of bankruptcy that was a shell. There was no assets and liabilities. I changed its name to Morrow, and I did not use the public shell as most shells are used for. They're mainly used for reverse mergers. I did not do that. I put cash into it, and I've never issued a share in an acquisition. And I always wanted to be public. That maybe it sounds insane, but I do. And so at the end of the first year, we had a $700,000 stockholder equity. We now have a 9.1 million shareholders' equity. Per share is $1.42. When we established trading in year 2000 for the previously inactive shell, the stock initially sold at 30 cents a share. So we've had pretty good performance. The stock is very undervalued. Of course, all principals of companies think their stock is undervalued, but it is. And that's kind of our story. We're sort of a neat, lean and mean company, quite well positioned into some very growing markets. We march to a different drummer. We're a no-frills operation. We do not play with the latest fads. We're just an old-fashioned asset-building company.
Well, yeah, I read it also in an interview that you like to hire, you know, less people, I guess, with MBAs and more people that are, I guess you can call them, you know, street smart or street.
Well, I wouldn't hire a person like myself. I'm a graduate of the Johnson School of Business at Cornell, where I have an MBA. Also, I have an undergraduate degree in economics from Cornell. Then I went to the Harvard Business School Advanced Management Program. But I wouldn't hire a person like me.
Oh, why not?
Because I like people that actually know something, that
right.
have a customer following, that have a book of business, and know how to install or fix or sell something.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's
that's kind of the brilliance of our company.
Exactly. You don't have to go to school to, you know, a lot of things you learn on the job. So moving on, you could walk us through your background and experience, David, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Morrow.
Well, the management team at Morrow consists of three people. Myself, when I got out of college, I first worked for Pricewaterhouse in New York City. I later worked in the acquisition department at W.R. Grace. I later became a vice president of a no longer in existence conglomerate called IU International, which was based in Philadelphia. And then in 1982, I left corporate life and founded an investment banking firm called Coleman Menard Company, which is now an inactive firm, and I'm no longer am an investment banker. Now I have become my own client and doing acquisitions personally with my own funds. Morrow is one of our companies. So I have a background in acquisitions, acquisition integration. I've seen a lot of good stuff that happens in acquisitions and an awful lot of bad stuff. So I've become very street smart. Lawrence Kaur has been with me for 20 years. Before he joined me, he had spent about 15 years in the environmental business. Lastly, as vice president of acquisitions for Laidlaw, the big environmental waste management and bus company in Canada. And then he joined me about 20 years ago, and he was with me in my investment banking business, and now he's with me in Morrow Corporation. And he has a background somewhat similar to myself. Peter Menard is a graduate of Hobart College and from Temple Law School. He worked in general management for a healthcare services company for many years and running a $60 million business for them. And now he joined us about 3 years ago, and he's one of my possible successors. And
any relation?
Oh, he's my son.
Oh, okay.
He's my son, and he's a possible successor to me.
Oh, okay.
In each one of our subsidiaries, we have three or four very seasoned people in each of our businesses that is been running in the business for compared to. And there's nobody running any of our companies that has less than 20 years' experience, and each one of the managers in our company has been very active in related industry trade associations. And so we have a very, very, extremely strong management team for a company our size. In fact, there are very few companies that would have sales in the 75 to 100 million range that would have the depth of management that we do.
Oh, well, great. And what specific goals has the management team set for Morrow over the course of the next year to year and a half?
Well, one of our goals is to capitalize heavily, if we can, on the Obama stimulus program. Because virtually everything we do is like in the front of the eye of the storm of the stimulus program. And if it gets to be strong, we should probably have some very good years for all of our companies. We have been, the stimulus program just starting to take effect. We've been bidding, and we've received a number of awards for selling products to several of the interstate highway systems, prisons, and hospitals. And I expect our business to boom over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Well, certainly. And can you, in regards to what are some of the your main day-to-day activities, personally?
Well, personally, I
with the company, with Morrow.
Well, I mean, my duties is basically to monitor what's going on in our businesses. I talk to the general manager of each one of our companies at least 3-4 times a week, and I look for acquisitions. I try to keep it. A week doesn't go by that I don't look at 2 or 3 prospects, and I. And I'm just a general overseer of the company, and but I don't buy product, I don't install product, and I try to keep out of the hair of the people that are running the companies. One of the things that the main thing that I took out of my corporate consulting years was that my clients, I learned the mistakes that my clients, the employers made with businesses. The biggest mistake that they made was not to hire people smarter than them and to leave them alone to run the businesses. So my businesses are highly, highly autonomous, and I trust my people and to make decisions. And we don't have meetings. We don't have management reports. In valuing acquisitions, we do not have computer models. We're sort of an old-fashioned, let's just do it kind of company.
Well, sounds great. And in terms of investors, David, do you think right now investors understand the general direction of Morrow?
I don't. And one of the things that we plan on doing is putting out a series of press releases over the next 6 months, explaining in small one-page press releases the individual components of our company, and to put it into place an education program. Because one of the things that I have been lacking is not educating our investors. I am the biggest investor. I own about 73% of the company. And I sort of believe in the old-fashioned idea that sooner or later performance will be noticed by investors, but I've not done a good job of educating investors. We did have a couple of articles in them. I guess one of your, I'm not sure if it's a competitor, but the Wall Street Transcript has done 3 articles on me in recent years, but I have not done much of a public relations program. I do not have a public relations advisor.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I guess, yeah, you can consider our colleague, and certainly I enjoyed the interview there. It was pretty in-depth. And once again, joining us today is David Menard, CEO, President, and CFO of Morrow Corporation. The company trades over-the-counter, ticker symbol MRCR, and is currently trading at $1.40 a share. And so before we conclude, David, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Morrow Corp as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, the infrastructure and air quality control are going to be with us for a long time. So that's a major driver. We're in some good growth industries, and we have good market positions in those industries. Secondly, we have an energetic management that is going to make this company grow, and we certainly have done it in the past. The third thing is that we are on the pink sheets, the over-the-counter company. We are a premier listed company, and what that means, that's a program that came out about a year ago, is that we submit reports to them on a quarterly basis, and a lawyer representation letter, and we are the highest quality reporting company that they have. And we have fully certified financial statements. We met a lot of criteria, and we are in the number one placement in the over-the-counter. And on the screens, the websites, it shows up with an asterisk-type mark, and at some place it indicates what that means. But that's sort of a plus. That's sort of a screening test that we went through.
Right. Well, that certainly does speak volumes, and we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as to report on your progress. And it's always great to have you on here, David. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you.